Good morning. It's Sunday, May 31st, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A tragic highway crash in Virginia is now leading to criminal charges. Authorities have charged bus driver Jing S. Dong with two counts of involuntary manslaughter after a chain reaction collision on Interstate 95 killed five people and injured dozens more. Prosecutors say Dong failed to slow down for traffic moving through a work zone and was driving at a high rate of speed when the tour bus struck multiple vehicles. Among those killed were four members of a Massachusetts family traveling to a wedding in South Carolina, as well as another woman in a separate vehicle. More than 40 people were hospitalized. Investigators say additional charges could follow as they continue examining one of Virginia's deadliest road accidents this year. Another news. A new medical report says President Donald Trump remains fit for office, though his doctor is recommending more exercise and continued weight loss. The White House released the results of Trump's annual medical examination this week. The president, who turns 80 next month, was described as being in excellent overall health with strong heart, lung, and neurological function. He scored perfectly on a standard cognitive assessment and was found fully capable of carrying out his duties. However, doctors noted that Trump has gained weight over the past year and advised improvements in diet and physical activity. The report also addressed concerns about bruising on his hands and swelling in his legs, saying both conditions are being monitored and have shown improvement. Around the world, three key allies are moving ahead with a major new defense initiative. The United States, United Kingdom, and Australia announced plans to develop advanced underwater drone technology under the AUKUS Security Partnership. The uncrewed underwater vehicles are expected to be operational by next year and will help protect critical infrastructure, such as undersea cables and pipelines. Officials say the drones could also support surveillance, reconnaissance, logistics, and strike missions. British Defense Secretary John Healey acknowledged criticism that AUKUS has moved too slowly, but said the alliance is now delivering tangible results. The project comes amid growing concerns over suspected threats to undersea networks from both Russia and China, highlighting the increasing strategic importance of the world's oceans. Another news. What began as football celebrations quickly turned into a security challenge across France. More than 400 people were arrested after clashes erupted following Paris Saint-Germain's Champions League final victory over Arsenal. Large crowds gathered in Paris and other cities, where fireworks, flares, and vandalism disrupted public transport and damaged property. Police used tear gas to disperse some groups as unrest spread through parts of the capital. Authorities reported injuries among officers and damage to vehicles, businesses, and public infrastructure. Interior Minister Laurent Nunez said security forces had deployed a robust policing operation following lessons learned from previous incidents. Celebrations are expected to continue with a victory parade, though officials remain on alert for further disturbances. Another news. A growing war of words is unfolding between Asia's two largest powers. Speaking at a regional defense summit in Singapore, Japan's defense minister Shinjiro Koizumi rejected Chinese accusations that Tokyo is embracing a new form of militarism. Koizumi argued that Japan's military modernization is defensive in nature and necessary to address evolving security threats. He pointed instead to China's expanding military capabilities and lack of transparency, calling them a source of concern for the international community. The comments come as Japan continues increasing defense spending and investing in new missile systems and drones. Historical tensions between the two countries remain sensitive, but Koizumi insisted Japan remains committed to transparency and dialogue while strengthening its national security. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.